This week on Wake Connect, we are talking with Harry, who lost his wife and best friend, Roberta, to breast cancer in 2015. And they have started Roberta's Legacy, a nonprofit in Longmont. Harry, tell us about Roberta's Legacy.
Well, Roberta's Legacy was founded in 2017. That was about just short of 2 years after Roberta's passing. Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010 and went through surgery, chemo, radiation. 2014, it came back. Mm. She passed December 4th of 2015. And in November of 2017, we got all of our paperwork in order and everything and started Roberta's Legacy, because Roberta was the kindest, caringest, most loving, compassionate, empathetic person I've ever met. Mm. And when she passed, it was, okay, how do we carry on her legacy of who she was? She was born and raised in Longmont.
Okay.
And so she was very passionate about breast cancer.
Yeah.
So originally we were kind of thinking, well, maybe we do some scholarships, those kinds of things, set up some funds for kids in the Longmont area. And then one night I was just praying about it, and it just came to me that she was very passionate about breast cancer. Even the last month or so of her life, she was making an Afghan for someone who had just been recently diagnosed so that she would be warm during chemo. And so it just hit me. So no, she was very passionate. She was also on the board of our oncologist, had started the Pink Ribbon Survivors Network. And he wanted all the information that was out on the internet. He wanted to compile the stuff that was actually true and have one place for people to go. And she was on that board. So in 2017 November, we decided to start Roberta's Legacy. Well, we actually had started earlier. It just took us time to get our paperwork and get our 501c3 designation. So in November of 2017, we started with the hope of being able to help two families a year. And today we're helping 46.
Wow.
So, you know, for me, it was like, okay, I grossly underestimated how much need is in our community, because we're predominantly right now, we're just in the Longmont area community, the St. Vrain Valley School District. And there's 46 families that we're helping.
Yeah.
And it's been such a, it's difficult because we've lost six that have passed from breast cancer. But it's also brings us joy and happiness to see the impact we're making in lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always say, I know how many sleepless nights breast cancer brought us. I can't imagine having financial difficulties on top of that.
Yeah.
But we have people who, you know, many times we'll get a call and say, hey, they're going to shut my electricity off. Is there any way you can help me? And we'll take care of that. And, you know, that taking away that burden, it's like, can't necessarily, we can walk with you through your breast cancer journey, but we can't really do anything to cure you. Or that's not who we are.
Yeah.
But we can take away some of the burdens that you're carrying. And that's what we've done, you know, in the last 2 years, we've really focused in on, what was Roberta's DNA? Who was she? And how can we emulate that? How can we be like her and be kind, caring, giving? And, you know, one of the things we talk about, too, as an organization is we want to be relational, not transactional. In the passing of the six ladies that we've walked with, we have been involved intimately in their funeral services because we have a relationship not only with the lady or the woman going through breast cancer, but her family as well. You know, we get to know the husbands, we get to know the kids, we get to know sometimes extended family. And so it's been really rewarding in the fact that many, we receive many messages about the impact we're making in a life.
Yeah.
And someone will say, we just got one recently that something that just jumped out in her message that really touched my heart was, it's the first time I felt like I've been heard.
Mm.
So you're dealing with oncologists and nurses and doctors, and this is the first time you felt heard, and that's who we want to be.
That's powerful.
That is really powerful.
That's extremely powerful. So what is that process? How does that process start? Like someone, how do they come to you? And then when they come to you, what begins to take place?
So initially, when we decided to start Roberta's Legacy, you know, one of the things you hear about so many times is getting scammed by those that don't even have breast cancer and those things, so, or any type of cancer, but we deal with breast cancer because that's what affected our lives. So we have associations with Rocky Mountain Cancer Center and both hospitals up in the Longmont area now, so Longmont United Hospital and UC Health. And so we are I guess we have a very good working relationship with the Oncology Nators and all those three organizations. So they are the ones that refer people to us or families to
us. Okay, so referral. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then the other side of that coin is when we're helping someone and then all of a sudden they have a friend that goes through breast cancer,
right,
they'll refer. So I'd say 95% of the people that we have come from the Oncology Navigators at those three organizations.
That's great.
The other 5% come from referrals from somebody we've walked with.
Is there any sort of requirement or stipulation for people to be referred to you, or is it just, hey, they're in need?
The only thing that we require is twice a year we ask for a letter from their provider that they are undergoing treatment for breast cancer.
Very good. Very cool. As far as some of the things, it sounds like it's a myriad of different ways that you serve, from power bills to do you do the blankets or the hats or anything like that?
We haven't done hats.
Okay.
We've got several quilting groups now in the Longmont area that are providing quilts for us that we can give to our families, our ladies that are going through the chemo treatments. Mm. And so, we've got more and more people are coming into our area of influence that want to help. Right. And have ways of helping. So it's been eye-opening. It's been humbling, actually, because, you know, I said this the other day. I said, we're just ordinary people. You know, we're not doctors. We're not professional, you know, psychologists or anything like that. We just have an experience that we went through as caregivers that we can relate to what somebody's going through. Every situation's different. Every treatment's different. Every reaction to that treatment is different. But we can relate to what they're going through just because we watched Roberta go through that.
Yeah, beyond just sympathy, it's empathy.
Empathy,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been there. So what is a way... obviously, it's referral, but if people are just interested, is there ways for folks to volunteer, get involved in this organization?
Yes. If you go to our website, robertaslegacy.org, there is a I want to get involved button on that website. And, you know, that's the other thing. And we've got so many amazing people on our board and that have the expertise in doing those things. It's like, I don't know how to create a website. I don't know how to make it user friendly, but we have people that can do that for us. And so that's been amazing too. You know, the community support and then people that have expertise that can help us. But that is the best way to get in touch with us. Also have our social media platforms that we, you know, talk about what we're doing. And every once in a while, we'll have stories about some of the families that we're dealing with. or walking with. We like to say we're walking beside them.
Yeah.
And those would be the best ways to get in touch with
us. And I assume throughout the year you host events, and folks can find out about all of the events on your website as well.
Yes, there's okay, an cool. events page as well.
Very cool. I always like to ask this question, because if you don't ask, you don't know. What is the biggest need for Roberta's legacy right now?
Housing. You know, we have so many people, and I always say this as well, that these families, it's very difficult. We've never seen anybody with their arm fully extended for that help. Mm-hmm. It's always close to their body. It's like mm-hmm. they've never been in a situation where they've needed help before.
Yep.
So you had asked about how does the process really start. Well, we get the referral from our oncology navigators, and then we connect with those families and we meet face to face with them. And early on, it was like, how can we help you? Well, I don't really know. And then, so we decided, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start coming in with a grocery gift card.
Very nice.
And give them a break the ice, basically, because that just kind of opens the door for them to. And I don't know how many times we've heard somebody else probably needs more help than I need.
Wow.
But, you know, it's like, well, yeah, but you do need the help, don't you? You do need some support. You do need your utilities paid, or you need help with your rent, or you need groceries. You know, we have, and unfortunately, we've dealt with a lot of single moms.
Mm.
And then they've told us, I have to make a decision between food or allowing my kids to go. Mm-hmm. I remember one lady told us that I had to make a decision between letting my teenage son go to Waterworld with his friends or buying groceries.
Yeah.
So it's an impact to the rest of the family as well when somebody is struggling physically and financially.
So Roberta's legacy is filling the gap with kindness, caring, and giving, it sounds like, and whatever that kind of takes shape of looking like. I think that's really, really special. And I love that it sounds like you're not just, it's not just tangibles, which is important, but you're really getting to know the people and building those relationships, as you mentioned, which goes a long way, you know, and it's so much so that the lady felt heard. You know, I mean, we've all been in the medical system. It's in and out kind of deal, and also costly. A lot of insurance, what are they going to cover? What are they not? So the fact that, you know, your organization is there to fill that gap is really, really great. And I hope that people that are listening will really take the time out of their day to just learn more about this organization and ways that they can potentially get involved and hopefully serve alongside of you, walk beside you all as you're walking beside those who are going through this this time in their life. I think we've all got someone that we know that has been affected by this cancer. And I mean, a coworker of mine, her sister, you know. So I think we all have that, and it's so easy to forget what it's like, or not to understand. But this could be an opportunity for folks to understand. If they have not yet been impacted by this. What are ways that folks can get in touch with you? Phone number, email, or I'm sorry, website. Can you just share those one more time?
Our website is robertaslegacy.org. And there are ways to get in contact with us through that. And then you can also follow us on social media.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, I really appreciate your time today. It means a lot, and I'm glad that you are honoring the legacy of Roberta and sharing her story and sharing the hope and the faith and the love that she sounds like she carried in her life, and that's incredible. So thank you.
Her three favorite words, faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
And so those are things that we try to carry on as well.
That's awesome.
In fact, in our annual sponsorship those are levels, faith, hope, and love.
Thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share our story.